It's time for an inside look at the most powerful motorsport on the planet, WFO Radio, NHRA Nitro.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to WFO Radio. Joe Costello live on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, and everywhere we can be, baby. And of course, all you people on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, welcome. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. This is the final WFO Radio of 2020. So somewhere, somehow, right now, 2020 is ending, at least for me. Good afternoon to everybody out there. I'm super excited. We are going to connect with Alan Reinhart, the voice of the National Hot Rod Association, talk a little NHRA drag racing. There's actually been some news, some interesting stuff with Tony Stewart and Frank Hawley. That's cool. That's out there. We're going to get into that. A little rumor, NHRA actually asking for feedback from some of the alcohol racers. We're going to talk about that. And maybe, and I've been teasing it a little bit, if you follow our social, which hopefully you do, at WFO Radio on Twitter and everywhere, if you type in WFO Radio, you should be able to find all of our social feeds. I've been getting people out there excited, like fired up, like something might happen on this show, maybe. Maybe got to stick it out. So I would what should you do? Just share it, man. Just share the show. Get it out there. I mean, it's not going to be, I don't want to characterize it. Let me just tell you, though, about the people who make it all possible, the people who make it possible for me to do this show for you. And it's been really great. For instance, the folks at Total Seal Piston Rings, the leader in ring seal technology, we did their on-air holiday party. Speaking of which, they've got a group, Hidden Horsepower, on Facebook. It was live in there. You could see Hartford, Keith Jones, Lake Speed, myself. Lots of fun. New podcast episode with Chris Holbrook getting ready to drop tomorrow morning. Talk about his new Billet Coyote Pro Mod project. It's going to be great. So check that out. But it's all an exercise where you learn about ring seal and piston rings, etc. So go to TotalSeal.com, check out their brand new website, and subscribe to the podcast, maybe even write us a review. Thank you, Total Seal, for supporting WFO. And I'm pretty sure that relationship is moving into 2021. So thank you so much. Also, Samtech.edu, new podcast, Factory Stock Podcast, is up. Aaron Stanfield, speaking of someone who had a great 2020. Aaron Stanfield is our primary interview, the champ in Factory Stock Showdown. Brian Massengill reveals some news and information about the class for next year. So definitely check that out. But most importantly, it's all about the next generation of engine builders, right? Machinists, engine builders, the people who make these cars that we love go so fast. Where are they going to come from? People like Travis Hilger and Colliner from the Stanfield team, the next generation, who in 5 years, 10 years, they're going to be running the show in certain places. They are all coming out of Samtech. So go to samtech.edu to get started. And thank you, Samtech, for supporting WFO in 2020. Marvin Rodak, rodakscoffeeandgrills.com. Hot sauces and spice rubs and grilling tools and everything you could possibly want. Barbecues. Rodak is down there in Fort Worth, Texas. He loves wrenching on cars and he loves roasting up coffee. And I am fortunate to be the beneficiary of both. Marvin Rodak, 817-924-6821. Give him a call and make sure you never have a day with boring, bland, vacuum-packed coffee. Just trust me. It changes your life. Marvin Rodak, rodakscoffeeandgrills.com. And of course, Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School, the Dragster Adventure. Now, if you watch our feeds, you saw Tony Stewart. I love this story because I feel like we were, you know, Reinhart busting Tony Stewart's chops, or really just giving a prediction of when he thought Tony would get licensed. And I guess Tony was watching the show and goes to Reinhart. Hey, I you know, you're wrong, that kind of deal. Well, now we've seen it. Tony has driven a super comp car and an alcohol dragster at Frank Hawley's in Bradenton, Florida. The video is up. Tony's production crew put together an A++ version of it. You can see Frank, who, you know, I love Tony Stewart, but I love Frank Hawley more. And you can see Frank's methodology. Like, how challenging must it be to instruct someone who is so knowledgeable? Guy's driven a Formula One car and what's next for Tony Stewart? We'll be talking about that with Alan. What's next for you? I think you should drive a dragster at the Dragster Adventure of Frank Hawley in 2021. Go to frankhawley.com and you can get it as a gift. Thank you, Frank and Lana, for your support of WFO Radio for all of these years. We love you and appreciate you. And also Nitro Fish Racing. Head over there. Bo, Randy, Lynn, also big supporters of WFO. Couldn't do it without you guys. The gear and the shirts, WFO20. Just amazing. Giving us a promo code for our audience out there to go to the website. Really appreciate you guys. And remember, you can get a WFO Radio face covering. Don't order one now, though, because after this show, baby, we're out. It's like school's out for summer. Alice Cooper. Right now, though, let's bring him on. He's the voice of the National Hot Rod Association. He is Mr. Bah Humbug. Alan Reinhart, the hat we heard about on the holiday party. What's up, Alan? How are you?
Hey, Joe, I am good. I am, I guess, as ready as I'm going to be for the fat guy in the red suit to show up at my place. But, you know, basically, I'm a single guy with a job. So every day's Christmas.
Right.
Hey, that's neat. I want one of those. Should I ask Santa? No. Get out my credit card. And, I think I mentioned it before, but I am planning on having my, annual open house Scotch tasting. We've got, some government protocols, some local protocols that are in place here in Tucson right now. But Christmas is supposed to be a beautiful day. I'm going to have the door open at the shop. And, you know, as a general rule, it's not like I'm going to have 80 people here. People just kind of drift in and out throughout the course of the day. So there'll be plenty of room to stay socially distanced. And I also know that a few people are basically going to be hunkered down. So I don't expect it to be my biggest ever, but I'm not giving up my tradition. And if I'm the only one here, then by the end of the day, I'll call an Uber to get home because.
Yes, yeah. Yes. You'll be sloshed.
Yes. At that point, if I'm the only one here, that's probably how I'll kill time. It's like, well, haven't tried this one, but I will find a safe way to get home. I assure you.
Jeff Foster out there saying, what's up? Merry Christmas to you, Jeff. And Ralph, your face covering is in the mail. Thank you, Ralph and Joel. And this has been nice. Like of all the things that have happened during the COVID, Derek, one of our Patreons actually pays for a special VIP access to the show, but of this technology, right? As it's advanced, we did so many years audio only back to XM and in the pandemic, I remember being locked in the studio and like doing research on new programs. Look, Roger Richards out there. What's up, Roger? Tyler's out there and seeing this. And I immediately just, you know, went all in on it. And we were able to start doing this and it's changed the game, right? We get live feedback. We get to see people we love. We get to see people we don't love so much. It's great. It's been a lot of fun. We get to see inside of Wild West Engineering out there, your parts. We got rid of the rickshaw. What a great 2020. I mean, in spite of the chaos, that wasn't good.
You know, I think you just got to do the best you can with what you got. And, you know, like we talked about a little bit last week, I think one thing about, you know, going forward to 2021, it's certainly going to be a transition. I would love to believe that on January 1st, we're going to flip a switch and everything will go back to normal, but that ain't going to happen. But I just think that, you know, prepared. And, you know, when this thing hit us, when we were down in Gainesville last March, everybody was kind of like, holy crap, now what? And at this point, we've survived. So it's like, come on, bring it. We're ready. Whatever curveballs are coming this way, we'll deal with them. And we'll just have to see where it goes. But you know, I'm looking forward to having a good 2021. And the reason I'm fairly confident that's going to happen is because I'm in charge of it. And you know, whatever happens on the racing side, I would love for us to run 23 races, 24 races, never have a problem. Is that realistic? I don't know. But if it comes down to where we have, you know, another break or a vacation or things come up, then you know what? I'm prepared for it. And I'm in charge. So I'm going to make the most of it for me.
Excellent. Excellent. Now I've been promoting a special guest. We will have a special guest on the show. Not just yet though. We need everybody to share and get everything like ready to rock and roll. And our special guest will be joining us momentarily. But let's get that NHRA community like ramped up. This is going to be something that I'm super proud of and excited. The Tony Stewart thing, though, we talked about it on the show. Let's talk about that. Tony putting out a great video. He and Frank Hawley, he went through the process of super comp and top alcohol and it looked like he came through it with flying colors as we expected he would. So it looks like that story is progressing.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I was listening to what you said in the opening about, you know, that it had to be, you know, difficult for Frank or strange for Tony. I don't think either one of them. You know, I know Tony reasonably well. We're not best buddies by any means, but I know the guy fairly well. And he is smart enough to know what he doesn't know. You know, he didn't get in a Formula One car and say, all right, guys, get out of the way. I got this. He got in and said, explain to me what I need to do. Give me the basics. Let me, and then I'll kind of feel my way through it. And I think you could see in the video that when Frank was telling him this, he's absorbing it because this is new to him. And he's smart enough to know that there are people that can teach him things and he just needs to be quiet and learn. He ended up going, you know, low sixes, 230 miles an hour and change. Ended up, I believe he's got, if I read it right, he qualified for a top dragster license, needs another pass or two to get an alcohol funny or an alcohol dragster license. But it's all just part of the process. And, you know, for a guy that's got his means and his resources and certainly his connection, he could have just started in a Top Fuel car.
Yes.
But he doesn't want to do that. He wants to do it right. When he gets in a Top Fuel car, he wants to be comfortable with at least having an idea what's going to happen and being comfortable with how you drive a dragster. You know, having you drive a dragster is different from anything he's ever done. So, you know, I applaud him for taking the time and doing it the way he's doing. I actually shared a couple of text messages with him yesterday and said he had a great time and is looking forward to progressing. I'd love to go ahead and give you a schedule, but last time I did that, I got yelled at and I was wrong. So I don't want Tony to yell at me again. We'll just wait and see what he decides to do.
I love that you got called on the carpet for that. That was great. Yeah. That Tony's, you know, watching WFO. And but see, I'm starting a rumor, though. So sorry, Tony, if you're out there. But to me, it's plausible that this guy could going fast is one thing, but wanting to compete, you know, that's a different thing. It's a different like going fast. That's great. Experiencing the car is great. But Tony can't go compete in Formula One. He can't.
Why not?
Because he just can't now. It's just, you know, he's too old and chubby.
His partner owns a team. And if he wanted to go run a couple of Formula One races, he would go run a couple of Formula One races.
Not happening. But in Top Fuel, Tony Stewart could enter a race, and that's what I'm hoping for. But listen, let's move forward. It is now time for our surprise guest. This is how we are concluding 2020 on WFO Radio. I am super excited to introduce someone who came on the show, is a great friend who the NHRA community rallied around. Ladies and gentlemen, his first time back on WFO Radio, Mr. Dominic Lagana. Dom, welcome back. How are you?
Doing good, man. Good to see you guys. Good to be back on the show.
It is great to see you. I can't tell you how great it is to see you. And to see the fact that, you know, you're back at home getting acclimated, back in the shop. Austin Coyle sent me a text message with a photo the other day of something that you welded. And he wrote across the bottom of it. He said, that guy welds better still than I ever did. And it's great that you're back to work. That's just awesome.
Yeah, I got to just, you know, adjust to all my injuries and stuff, but you can't keep me down too long. I was fighting back and it was great to be back at the shop and see all the Capco guys and just be back at home, you know, where I belong at home.
Amazing. And, you know, Dom, the trauma that you went through was felt and shared by so many. And to see you now back and you love racing, you're Dominic, you're eager to get out there and do all you can. What has it been like to have everyone have the support, to understand, like, you know, you knew people loved you, I'm sure. And you knew that your appreciation of who you are and what you are extended beyond your most intimate circle. But
yeah,
do you have any idea that you would get that kind of support?
No, not at all. I mean, growing up and race, you know, just been around racing my whole life. And our dad was always a firm believer in, you know, when somebody was feeling down or unfortunately somebody passed away, we always had a sticker on the car. Or, you know, back in the day, we used to put tape through the driver's number. And me and Bob carried on that tradition, just used the race car to try and make people feel better and just do what you can with the racing. Because, you know, a lot of people really liked watching to see their sticker on the car or something in that, you know, nature. And you never realize how many people you've touched or or, you know, affected their lives in racing until, unfortunately, something like this happens. And the outpouring support is insane. I mean, everybody, just as you guys are wearing the shirts right now, everybody wore the shirts, put stickers on their cars, and wore bracelets, and especially, which I didn't see it firsthand, obviously, but, you know, I guess a lot of the team owners and teams wore the Lagana Strong t-shirts instead of their crew shirts, one of the qualifying sessions, and stuff like that is unbelievable. And it really went a long way with my recovery I'm being 100% honest with that. You know, my fiance was in the hospital every day with me, and when Bob would come visit, you know, they would both show me pictures of the outpouring support from everybody. And it's some of the stuff was definitely blew my mind for sure.
You know what I found kind of interesting about the whole thing, Dom, and, you know, you and I have known each other for a long time, but we're not best buddies by any means. We don't usually run in the same circles. We've done Nitro School a couple of times, and obviously I've seen you at the races. But the number of people that I talked to while you were recovering that told me a story about, yeah, the time that Dom came down and pitched in when we needed this, or the time that Bobby came over and gave us a hand and looked at. And I know that you guys are always willing to help and always willing to, but I really just never understood the extent of how many times you guys have reached out to somebody that was in need, or somebody if they just needed an extra pair of hands, needed whatever. But the number of people I talked to that said, I owed him. Because he did a favor for me 6 years ago when we were at, you know, Empire Dragway, something. I owe him. And they really felt like, you know, hated the circumstances, but anything that they could do to support you and support the cause was a way of paying back a favor that you had done for them. And I was really, really blown away by all the stories.
Yeah, I mean, for us, it was just it's always been and always will be second nature just to help a racer in need and just help somebody in need in general in life. And it's like, as you said, and as I said, it's incredible the amount of people that we have fortunately been able to touch and help out over the years because of drag racing, because of what our dad left us. And I never took it for granted and never really took anything for granted. And, you know, something like this is just another wake up call, I guess, but it also shows you how big of a family drag racing really is. And it's awesome.
Oh, it really is. And, you know, Dom, you were, you're going to use the word spiritual prior to, like, even the music, 311. You got video from them, by the way. How cool is that? But, you know, love your life in advance. Like, some people go through a difficult or tragic situation and come out of it on the other side with that renewed perspective. You went into this situation having already acquired that perspective, and I can imagine that was helpful, because that, you know, that's the way you have been from the outset. Not saying it's not hard or challenging, but your mind was right for what you're dealing with.
Yeah, I mean, for sure, it didn't matter what I was doing. I always tried to enjoy it, and I mean, heck, me and Bob, we were getting in, especially working for the Torrances for the past 7 years now. Getting in the tractors and driving them. We didn't care if we drove across country or drove for 3 days straight. We were just happy to be going somewhere racing with such a high caliber team, you know, also. And I always approached everything with that mindset. And my, you know, as 311 said, I always would say, stay positive and you'll love your life. And that definitely can't be any truer right now than I have to keep that for motivation and just have a lot of great people surrounding me. Like I said, my fiance and my brother, you know, were unbelievable and just helping out. And you know, it's crazy. I've been living with Gary Pritchett for probably 10 years now since I've been in, coming in and out of Indy, you know, and I wasn't necessarily here full time. And now that Sarah and my brother were in town, you know, obviously for my whole wreck, we pretty much took over his house and it was like a hotel. And he had all three of us for guests. And Kim, my brother's fiance's nieces, were coming to visit. And so, you know, stuff like that. Gary's all about family racing, too, obviously growing up with Bunny Burkett and his dad. And so it's just stuff like this brings everybody, you know, not really closer. We couldn't all get any closer than we were, but it makes you – it's another reality check, like I said. And not that I needed it or anybody needed a reality check. We knew how fragile life is. You know, we've been through a lot of stuff, but – it takes you back to that point of, you know, just enjoy every day and don't let the little things bother you and stay positive and love your life. That's it.
Stay positive.
Hey, are you the only guy in the world that calls your brother Bob? I've never heard anybody call him Bob except you.
Yeah, I call him Bob. Yep. Sometimes we call each other other things, but we won't say it on the air. Yeah, but it's Bob's been amazing too. And, you know, getting my Bob brought me an iPad for the hospital so I could watch the races basically. And so once I was awake and Sarah would come in, connect me to the Wi-Fi and make sure that I had the live feed on, and is, you know, it was special. It was very hard to watch Billy and Steve race and me not be able to be there for sure. But it was special to watch the season that they had after the, you know, the races that I missed, and to see the, you know, how they did good. And, you know, my brother, with everything that was going on with me, I mean, it obviously affected him very hard, and he was emotionally, I'm sure he was a wreck, but he was still focused. And, you know, all the guys on the team have been really supportive, and they're like family to me, and they were still focused, and look at the season they had. They both kicked butt really good.
Yeah, won the championship again, third consecutive. You mentioned Gary. I think about Gary with Bunny. Bunny's passing. Like, what an emotional year for Gary, and such a good guy. And just but came through, and that's what is amazing. And I think we're also thankful for you came through on the other end. As you were going through your, you know, coming out, like, you're the only person that I know that experienced that situation of being in a coma and drag racing, being there, and everybody like reaching out. Here are some shots from the U.S. Nationals and the Nitro Ninja, and just all the different folks that, you know, gave their cars to give a signal to you that you are loved. As you came out of it, just like thinking about the connection to drag racing, do you have any, like, you know, your first recollections of when you were kind of coming out of it and realizing that you're back?
I mean, the first I woke up and was for a couple of weeks because of all the painkillers and everything that I was on because of my burns. I still don't, you know, there was about another 2 weeks that I don't remember, but once I pretty much mentally came to it and really, you know, first thing this sounds bad, but I guess the first, cause I, you know, I didn't really process my injuries yet. The first thing I thought of was, oh man, how many races did I miss? You know, what's going on at the races? And, you know, my fiance was right by my side and then it was like, then I processed everything and, you know, understood. And then it was like, all right, I need to watch the races. You know, when's the next race? Cause I, you know, I was lost in the timeline. And so just slowly watched the races. And then Sarah came in one day and she goes, hey, it was obviously the US Nationals had passed. And she goes, hey, you know, Steve and them, they ran your Nitro Ninja body at the US Nationals. And I sat there and stared at her for a second. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And she said, they ran the body from the Ninja and Steve ran it all the whole weekend. And I just, it blew my mind. Like I said, couldn't imagine, you know, any car, let alone the world championship car, the reigning champ. And for Billy, Steve, and Kay to say, you know, to allow that to happen, it's like, obviously, you know, we always had a capital stick on there, but it was Nitro Ninja in the main spot. And it was insane. And it blew my mind that they did that for me. And that really helped my healing. It helped, you know, it helped me get like, all right, I need to get back and I need to stay motivated. And then she showed me pictures. She showed me one picture that sticks out in my head. It was Gary backing up Steve. And he was wearing those old school collared shirts, you know, that were thick and they made you sweat. And that was our old, you know, those are our shirts from probably 4 years ago. But that's like something that our dad would wear. And she's like, yeah, all the guys wore the crew shirts too. And I said, just lost my mind. And then, you know, showing me all the other cars, all the other guys. Kyle Wurzel ran a big sticker on his car. Creasy, you know, a lot of guys ran Logano Strong stickers. And it's definitely showed me how many people we've touched their lives. And just because of drag racing, you know, because that's the way we were raised. And it was very special, but definitely accelerated my healing process. And makes you feel good inside for sure.
I can tell you this, Dom, and I know that, you know, you mentioned a minute ago about everybody being able to maintain focus and stay on task and make sure things were happening. when you weren't there, they literally felt like, and I mean, I've been told this more than once, I'm sure Joe think the same experience, they felt like if they didn't win the championship, they would be letting you down, and they weren't going to let that happen. It's like, look, we have a fallen brother, an injured brother. We have to pick up and go on. We have to accomplish this for him. And, you know, their staying focused wasn't a problem at all because they had all the motivation in the world they needed. They just simply didn't want to let you down and felt like anything less than a championship, they would have.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, it's a, you know, great guys and great team that we have both sides. And it was special to watch, you know, the last races on TV and or on the iPad. But it, you know, that was obviously motivation for them for sure. You know, me and Bob always grew up in racing where we would honor people that needed help or needed a boost in their life or somebody that had passed away, which put their sticker on their car or, you know, mention them, keep their memory strong. And we never really would race to say, oh, we're going to go win for this person or we're going to perform really well because ultimately it is a nitro car. You never know what it's going to do. So I know a lot of the guys definitely had motivation because of, you know, unfortunately what I went through and that I was not at the racetrack. And so it was very special to watch. And like I said, I can't, the U.S. Nationals thing completely blew my mind. You know, a couple of the crew guys went into me and Bob's shop that we rent, took the body off and put it on Steve's car. They were going to surprise Bob, which it was better off not because, you know, he would have been 100% an emotional wreck if they had surprised him, but he still, it really was heartfelt for Bob too. And I'm sure it helped him in his healing process of, you know, processing what I went through and that I wasn't there. And, you know, luckily I'm still here. So it was very special.
And just so everybody understands, not that this matters at all, but just a point of fact is that it wasn't a wrap. It was the actual body because the Ninja and Steve's car are clones. And so you were able to actually take the body off the Ninja, put it on Steve's car. It's just a statement of fact. Like that was actually your body.
Yeah. You know, they're both Morgan Lucas racing chassis and they've made everything interchangeable, which definitely worked out for that matter. But yeah, the guys, they were laughing because they took the body off of the Ninja, put it on Steve's car, and they said, man, this thing, if they were figuring they would have had to modify one Zeus hole or a couple of bolt holes, and they said, this body, it fit perfect. It was like it was meant to be, and it really was. It was very special. And they had the Twilight Zone sticker on the, you know, ran my front wing and the Twilight Zone sticker on it also. So, like I said, I can't say enough about Billy Kay and Steve for allowing that to, you know, even take place. And they know, you know, Mama Kay was visiting me in the hospital and they know how much it helped my healing process for sure.
Amazing.
And it's just the outpouring support, like I said, from all the fans and all the fellow racers was absolutely incredible. And not only made my healing better and helped me, made me feel special, but, you know, my fiance and Bob, you know, they're going through this just as much as I am. And Gary's been by my side, and it's the outpouring support of all the racers and fans goes way beyond just helping me. And I hope they all know that it would mean a lot for my family. You know, me and Bob's two sisters that are back in New York, they saw all this outpouring support on Facebook and at the races, and it really, really helped our entire family. And I'm eternally grateful for that and very appreciative.
Was there someone, you know, were there anyone, was there many people who reached out that you were maybe surprised or appreciative or had been through something similar? I know you've got a great relationship with Daryl Gwynn. And when this happened, I immediately thought of Daryl, and he gave me hope because he's had such a, you know, he's made so much good out of the negative that happened to him. And I thought, yeah, wow, Daryl and you are friends. Is there anyone, did Daryl, anyone who was like, helped you through this?
Yeah, I mean, once I woke up, Bob told me, you know, there is so many people reached out. I got my phone back and was finally able to text some people. And like Daryl Gwynn for sure reached out, told Bob, tell Tom he can call me whenever or whenever he wakes up and whenever he feels up to it. And it's, I mean, I guess it's it's, you know, the coincidences of life are funny, but which we've known, we've been blessed to have a good friendship with Darrell over the years. And over the summer, he came up in his bus and came to the shop, and we just kind of had like a big welcoming party for him, went out to dinner with him, hung out with him for a couple of days, and just allowed him to live the shop life with us, And, you know, as life would have it, a month later or whatever, I'd have an accident. And never, you know, he was always a very inspiring guy to me, Darrell, because, I mean, he was a young guy. Like, I've been going to Europe, luckily enough, to help run cars. And I could have easily related to that, as, you know, he's a young guy in Europe. And unfortunately, everything that his accident happened, but he's been such a strong and inspirational story for me and a lot of other people. And to hear from him was very special and touching. And, you know, talk to him on the phone, and he's asking about my wheelchair, make sure I had the correct cushion, you know, just worried about me. And it was crazy. And it was awesome that a guy like that's worried about me, you know, for sure. And very appreciative to him. And then Dan Parker reached out to Bob also when I was in a coma. And, you know, a lot of people may or may not know his stories, but he crashed and became blind. Still is working with his hands, woodworking, you know. And he just sent me a link to his website the other night, and I was checking out some of the stuff he makes, and it's incredible. And a very inspiring guy for sure, you know. He's same thing, just drag racing, and, you know, lived the same life that I did and worked hard, and he still wants to work hard. And he's, you know, he's had a tough road with him. And so to talk to a guy like that and have a guy like that reach out has been very inspiring. And, you know, just keeps you level headed for sure, even in my situation, and, you know, brings you back to the reality. And I'm grateful to be alive and be able to talk, you know. And I'm still myself. And, you know, I know I have some injuries, but I'm very lucky to be able to remember people and be able to just talk and carry on and, you know, just try and live as close to the normal life as I can.
Well, I can tell you, Dom, it sure is great to actually talk to you and hear from you in person, and to see how well you're doing, and the fact that you're back in the shop and back working. I can't wait till I see you at the racetrack or wherever it is. I'd love a chance to see you in person so I could, you know, just come by and again, your recovery is miraculous. And I think right now you are an inspiration to a whole lot of people out there, whatever they may be struggling with. You look at, you know, look what Dom went through, and now tell me that you can't do something because of what? And I think you're just one of the most inspiring people in the NHRA.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And I plan on, you know, using my unfortunate accident and situation to try and inspire and help others. You know, me and Bob, we had always for years, and it was because our dad did it, took our race car to any kind of schools, you know, for young kids. And just to give them like a boost in their, you know, life. And some kids didn't like the car, whatever. So a lot of kids like the race car. I mean, it was pretty cool. And we've always just tried to, because kids are definitely so innocent, and, you know, they're just learning how to navigate life. And so if, you know, the rehabilitation place that I'm going to for physical therapy and the hospitals that I was in, they've already taught, you know, kind of thrown out there, hey, would you be interested in coming back when you're able to? And to talk to people, and I 100% want to do that, because I know, and I've met with a few fellow amputees, like in the hospital and one of the amputee clinics, and just talking to relating to somebody like that was very inspiring and made me feel a lot better. So I hope I can pass not only that along to somebody one day, you know, and just the positiveness for life and to be appreciative, and definitely want to pass it on to kids, and I'll be glad to hopefully be able to do that. And because, like I said, I know how much it meant for people doing that for me. So you just got to pass it on, pass on the energy and pass on the good health.
Pass it on. Exactly. All right. But you know, like Dom, who was involved in an incident and recovered, like that guy is going to be part of you forever. But Dominic, that we all know, drag racer Dominic, we got a rapid fire with that guy. Some things happened that are pretty cool that you were involved in. And so I'm going to just throw some things out there. Rapid fire. Boom. Krista Baldwin getting her license. From what I understand, you were watching. We have a new licensed Top Fuel racer, the Greekette. We talked with her last week on our holiday party. She's super stoked about her 2021. What do you think about Krista and how she did to get her license?
It was awesome. And it was funny that I just happened to FaceTime Bob from the hospital bed, and he goes, "Hang on, you're not going to believe this." And I'm on the starting line, Chris, because I knew Christo was going to be making runs that day, so the time was perfect. You know, the way that whole thing kind of came about, me and Bob have been lucky enough to be friends with the Greek for a lot of years now and become close to them. And so it was kind of like, passing along the, you know, the help. Me and Bob have been able to be in a fortunate situation in drag racing to be hooking up with the Torrances and to where our own operation's at. So we try to pass along as much help and knowledge that we can to, you know, our friends. And so we brought the Greek's car into our shop and basically stripped it and overhauled it, went through all the wiring. And then the big thing was we were like, hey, we want to get the car painted. So it was kind of like a surprise for the Greek, and we knew that Krista was going to be licensing soon. And the Greek wanted it done just to, you know, make sure his granddaughter is safe. So I almost finished the car right before my accident, unfortunately. But that was one of the things I was thinking about too. I'm like, oh, what happened? When's Krista running? And Bob told me it was going to be St. Louis. So for that to work out, the Greek was in tears, FaceTiming with me on the starting line. And Krista did a great job. And it's special to see the Greek still out there really enjoying it. He came and visited me the other day in town, and he's a very special guy and very dear friend to us. And it was cool that Krista, she did a great job. It was awesome.
Awesome. All right. DJ LeMahieu, New York Yankees. As you know, the arch rival Dodgers won the World Series, or maybe you blocked that out. That might be a good thing to block out. But 2021 New York Yankees baseball, we got this guy back. So what's you know, we couldn't win the World Series this year, Dom. It's been just too crazy. We'll go get it next year. But what is your thoughts on the Yanks, obviously? And now that you've pretty much converted everybody in NHRA to being a Yankee fan.
Yeah, that was unbelievable to watch, seeing all the Yankees hats out there, even from guys that probably were upset about, you know, not wearing the hat for the reason, but upset about the Yankees logo. It was cool. And I hope they could keep DJ LeMahieu. I'm a big fan of his. And just it's interesting, you know, at least we have some sports to keep up with now. And, you know, everything's kind of crazy in the world right now. But, you know, for sure, go Yankees 2021. We need them to do good. We need a success, like a ultimately successful season, because the Giants and the Jets are bad, bad. You know, I'm a fan of both, but it's terrible to watch.
Jets. The Jets don't even know when to lose. Like, they lose every game except the game they're supposed to lose, and they win that game and they ruin their opportunity. But whatever. Michael Heiner says he's rooting for his Indians, soon to be known as the baseball team. Alan, final question for Dominic.
Dominic, I don't have a question. I just wanted to say, man, it's great to see you back. It's great to see you back at work. I can't imagine the therapy that it is to be able to go back to the shop and hang out with the guys. And I can't wait to see you back out at the racetrack, man. You are an inspiration, no question about it.
Thank you very much. It means a lot. And a lot of my drive right now is to get back to the track and see, you know, not my friends, my family, because it's all family out there. And like I said, I definitely have a long road ahead of me, and just trying to let all my wounds heal up, and maybe at some point can talk to a prosthetics doctor. And, but I just definitely can't wait to get back out of the track. It'll be emotional for me, you know, returning to the racetrack for sure.
Well, we
all of us as well.
Exactly. Can't wait for that day. I have no doubt that whatever is possible, you will achieve it and exceed it. But right now, I want to do something a little bit ceremonial. We had you on a happy hour show earlier this year, and we put the ninja up in the upper corner of the screen. And through this entire process, the ninja has been up there. And I had said that we're not going to take it down until Dominic returns to WFO radio. And so to kind of seal this time, bookend the time, we are now going to take the Nitro Ninja off the corner and signal a new beginning in WFO. Dominic, thank you for coming on the show. Appreciate everything you've done. So happy to have you back.
Yep, I appreciate the support. I appreciate the Ninja logo being on here for that long. And just like what you did, that's what all the race fans and family out there and have done. And I just definitely want to say a huge thank you to the entire fan base, not only NHRA, lots of motorsports reached out and knew my unfortunate story, and can't thank them enough, and thank my family and friends. And as I say, stay positive and love your life. There's always something around the bend that you got to enjoy. So just stay positive and love your life.
Absolutely. Dom, all the best to Sarah and to Bobby and everybody on the team. Thank you so much. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Thank you for doing this. I really appreciate it. And just have a great Christmas. I know I will. We're so happy that you're still with us.
Yep. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
There he goes. Bye, Dom. See you later. Dominic Lagana. How about that, Alan? What a surprise guest. And, you know, the other day, you gave an address, and we have got the address, and it's going to be crawling on the bottom of the screen. Anybody that wants to help out Dom, obviously very expensive medical cost, et cetera. I'm going to scroll that information on the bottom of the screen. But how great was it to have Dom back and to see that Dom is Dom, right? He's worried about the Yankees. He's thinking about drag racing. Just such a great story.
Yeah, the fact that he still sounds like the same guy is just amazing. And, you know, I am a firm believer that in a situation like this, the most important thing you can have is attitude. You know, if you go into that going, oh, well, it'll never be the same, and then you're right. And if you go in that going, this is a setback, I'm going to overcome it, then you're right. And the fact that he is just so positive about his future, and he's got such a tremendous support system, I'm just absolutely amazed by his recovery, by his attitude to the whole thing. And I really look forward to the day when I can see him back out at the racetrack in person.
Absolutely. And that day is coming soon. It's obvious he's going to keep healing, and he's going to be doing better, and he's going to have some great care and definitely the love of everybody around him. And if you didn't know Dominic before, you know him now, and you know what he's all about, and it's just such a great thing. And the same is true for Bobby and that whole family, though. And I've been thrilled to know them a little bit over the past couple of years, get to know them better and better. And now the whole, like, the Lagana ecosystem, we all know how it runs through drag racing. And so great that Dom is able to come on as our last show of the year. It all worked out. And look, there's not a dry eye in the house. Courtney is out there, and Krista is out there, and just Selena.
Wait, Courtney?
Courtney Enders. Yes, she is capable of emotions. Out.
Hey, Courtney, I'm really sorry about your phone. I mean, the only thing I can assume is that she lost it. It was destroyed. All her numbers got lost because, you know, I was busting Lones' chops last week about how slow he calls back.
Yeah.
Courtney's all time. All time.
Oh, look, I just got a text from Courtney.
Of course you do.
Yeah. Oh, interesting. So, it's a joke. I'm kidding. As of a minute ago. But yes, let's see. Great show, Joe. One of the best of the year. Thank you, Courtney. And everybody is just so fired up. Like, where do we go from here, Alan? This is the final WFO of the year. I do have something I want to ask you, though, just that NHRA put it out there. It's going to be kind of a crazy transition. But A-Fuel funny cars in alcohol funny car. What say you? Am I reading that right? Did I understand that right? That NHRA has kind of put out, like, maybe we should run nostalgia nitro cars with the alcohol funny cars.
I don't know this for a fact, but I don't believe the nostalgia nitro car. I think, you know, at least the inquiry I saw that was put out on NHRARacer.com was, you know, for input about an A fuel car, you know, having a combination like they have in the dragster, you know, like the Meyer sisters run that they've had so much success with the last couple of years, that has never been allowed and never been legal in funny car. And would that be a way to, you know, generate some interest and maybe some new blood out there in the alcohol funny car class? I could kind of talk both sides of that. I think, you know, I kind of like the purity of the category, the, you know, the 11,000 RPM rev it up, dump it clutch, come get it. But, you know, we've certainly, if there's one thing we've learned this year, it's like never say never. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, change just because we've always done it one way doesn't mean that's always the best way to do it. I'd be really curious to see what the input from the racers is, whether they think that it's a good idea or not.
I agree. We'll leave it up to the racers if it will increase participation. But to me, I don't think there's anything wrong with alcohol funny car. I don't know why there isn't more of them, but, you know, 8,000 RPM on the starting line, swapping feet, shifting gears, cars going in all directions. I love the class. I love it all. It's just when you put it in the context of a full NHRA event, it's tough to get people to focus on everything all the time. And, but I love it, but let's see where it goes, right? Like if it's a more viable combination, a fuel, sell some more nitro. I don't know, but very interesting. Do you have a final thought you want to put out to the WFO audience before we send off into the holidays, Christmas, 2020, New Year's, before we come out on the other side, 2021?
Just that I am looking forward to putting 2020 in the rearview mirror. You know, obviously, I think a lot of people feel that way. And, you know, who knows what the future is going to bring. This was a very trying year. But for the NHRA, for the racers, for the teams, for the spectators, everybody kind of pulled together and did what they had to do. And I think it showed some of the resiliency that drag racing has always had. You know, NHRA vowed, we will not race without our fans. Now, we weren't able to pack the grandstands anywhere. You know, we were under different restrictions as we went from different places. But I think the resiliency for NHRA to get the sport literally and figuratively back on track and to have the fans come out and be a part of that, I think was huge. The challenge that was thrown down was a massive one, and the response was equally massive, and maybe even greater. And I look forward to 2021. Let's put this behind us. Let's continue to build on the momentum that we've got. And let's go forward. You know, you were talking about Dominic. You know, anybody that follows me on Twitter knows everything I post is tagged with "Love This Life." And I don't know where it's going to go next, but I'm ready for it. And let's put this very trying year behind us and let's move forward. You know, let's just leave all the baggage back there and let's go forward after a Bah Humbug celebration.
There you go. There you go. He's Alan Reinhardt. Alan, thank you so much for all you've done and do on WFO Radio. Really appreciate you. Thank you for joining us on the Christmas party last weekend. We had so much fun. But again, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and we'll see you on the other side.
I look forward to that, Joe. Have a great holiday, and I look forward to seeing you in 21. I imagine we'll probably speak before then, but enjoy your holiday.
Absolutely. Thank you, Alan. There he goes. The voice of the NHRA, Alan Reinhardt, joins us each week right here on WFO Radio and has been since 2006 when we were on XM Satellite Radio. How about that? And so now it is just us. Thank you, audience. Obviously, we got a lot of people logging on because of Dominic. And I just want to say thank you to all of you. I spoke with a lot of people. I told you, like, we're going to have a special guest, but I didn't say who it was or what it was because I just wanted to make sure it was going to be technically possible and convenient. And you guys just went over the top sharing the show. Thank you so much. You can see right down there, we are scrolling the information that if you want to do something to help out the family, I highly recommend it. You know, a lot of people got these shirts. I noticed Alan's is a little darker than mine. He must be using better fabric softener or something. But that information, take it down. We are scrolling it on the bottom of the screen for the rest of this show, and you should be able to get it in a couple of licks by WFO Wide Freaking Open. This show, this podcast has been going for so long with our audience, the WFO universe. It's more than just a show about NHRA with drag racing interviews or even sports or ignition show or otherwise. It is a community of people that are amazing. Me being probably the least of which, but a link, and to be able to connect with Dom and Bobby and see and think about, you know, everyone. I think about Jason Logan and Courtney Enders, who helped me so much during the beginning of the whole COVID pandemic when nobody had, was no racing and no race winners. And how would we entertain? So many people like Alan Reinhardt, so many people like Giovanni in Miami and all the people who help out on the Ignition Show who make this thing possible. The sponsors, Total Seal, Sam Tech, Rodax, Frank Hawley, Nitrofish, the people who help us. Thank you so much. What we're going to do is we're going to take a break for a couple of weeks, but there's going to be best of. Follow our social media, all the great interviews from 2020, like amazing things, and maybe even beyond. Like spoke with Garlitz early in the year before the big Hall of Fame. Spoke with Brian Loans earlier today for the NHRA Insider podcast and gave him my year-end thoughts on, you know, biggest moments and that kind of stuff. There's always going to be content. Our archive is always loaded. The podcast, audio only, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Just go back and surf and check out all the different stuff we've had over the years. It's been a tough year for me. Like technically right here at the end, we lost some hard drives, lost some data, lost some crazy stuff that was probably won't be replaced. But we made it through, like Alan said. So put your comments in the comments section, your end of the year comments for the WFO universe out there, and I will read them after I tell you about all the stuff we've got going on. And first of all, Derek said, you know, we should leave the ninja up always. And we can put the ninja right back up. But there was a big ceremonial thing. but we got our little WFO Live. We got all kinds of stuff that we can put back up there. Big transition this year. New technology, wasn't at all the races like I would have liked to have been, but so many good things happen, so many bad things happen. I think about Eric Lane, who, you know, Eric, a great friend, and to have Dom and Eric go through such a tragedy in the same year, it makes me so appreciative that we have, you know, Dom was able to survive because, you know, we lost some really good friends this year. And I lost so many friends that, you know, you guys don't even know from my regular talk radio world here in South Florida. I think my friend George Rodriguez and so many others that just, this was the year. Just very sad, but we forge ahead and we move forward. And next year, 2021, I'm looking at it like a great reset, a chance to get pointed in the right direction and some good things with a new title sponsor, Camping World, Marcus Lemon is coming in fresh. Eyes, fresh attitude. What will they make of our fantastic sport of NHRA drag racing and the personalities that really make up the sport? You know, I think about Sam Tech, Brian Massengill. We got a new Factory Stock podcast out there. He talks about how the Sam Tech will not be back next year with Factory Stock Showdown. You're definitely going to want to listen to that, but they'll definitely be educating the next generation of engine builders and machinists for years to come. And Marvin Rodak, who has been part of WFO Radio for a long time, rodakscoffeeandgrills.com, hot sauces and spice rubs and everything good, grills. If you're down there in Fort Worth, Texas, hit up Marvin. Think about Total Seal Piston Rings, the leader in ring seal technology, totalseal.com. Matt Hartford, number 5 in the world in pro stock, back-to-back years. He finished top 5 in the world in pro stock 2 years in a row. You're doing it right. He's got a good shot. Obviously, it's goodbye to Jason Lyon and Jed Coughlin and Bo Butner for full-time pro stock. 2021, going to be very interesting to see what happens in pro stock. And I will be watching. Nitrofish Racing, Bo and Randy Lynn, so kind to us. And the whole mask thing, I remember the conversation that Randy Lynn and I had about these logo masks. It's like, do you think the masks are going to be around for a while? And I was like, yes, masks are going to be around for a while. So feel free to invest. The one joke I made at the Garlitz Hall of Fame, because I'm not going to go in there and try to be Bob Fry, because nobody's Bob Fry. Plus, these guys can kill me. They throw me out. So I made one joke, and it was about sponsor logo masks. This was on March 15th. When Costello makes a joke, listen, because the chance is coming true. Beware. You can get yours at WFOradio.com. The logo masks in the WFO store at WFOradio.com, as is the Snake's new book. My dad has finished Snake's book, and Snake was on a few weeks ago. You're definitely going to want to listen. If you haven't got Snake's book, get it. Just my dad, like, relaying all the information. I have yet to read it. We decided to do the interview before I read it, and Snake's probably lucky because there's so many great questions, but interesting stuff, like a tussle, like a fisticuffs and certain legendary drag racers he doesn't get along with. Like, my goodness, I can't believe the Snake is putting all that out there. You can find it in our WFO store on WFOradio.com. But the next big, like, artist that's going to be on, we got to have Kelly on when her Warren Johnson book hits the news rack, hits the stores. And you can order that in the WFO store as well. All right, let's see what everybody's got. Someone asked, like, this Lagana Strong tree was donated to Dominic and the family on behalf of the WFO universe, thanks to Jeff. And some people wanted to ask, you know, like, did you get it? Did you get the tree? I'm not asking him that because they are going through so much stuff. They're getting so many packages from so many people. I have no doubt when they go through the stuff and they sort it out and they get it, they will reach out. I have no doubt. So we're going to exercise patience on that, WFO universe. I appreciate, you know, you want to know, but you got to exercise patience. Don't put people through any extra BS. All right, let's see. Let's see what people have to say as we conclude. Earl Nichols, speaking of top alcohol racers and racers that are out there, Earl, nice interview. Joe and Alan, Dom is unreal. He really is. Greg, great wrap to 2020. I think so. Courtney, I win everything. Talking about the taking a long time to answer calls. Sign me up for A Fuel Funny Car. I think I read these, but I'm grooving. How about an NHRA possibly having a national event at Tulsa? I don't know. I don't want to speculate. The only thing I'm speculating on is the rumor that I started that Tony Stewart can compete in NHRA and should really do it. Because otherwise, Tony, you're not going to really get the experience unless you get to really compete against another top fuel racer. So here's what to do. Let's just put together like a 4-race deal that we can announce in 2021. You know, get one of those DSR cars out there, put it through its paces, experience the competition just for the story of it all. Think of how great that will be. Yeah, that's the rumor I just started. No fact to it. Let's see. Merry Christmas, Earl. Best guest this year. Yes, most meaningful guest this year, no doubt. Certainly the most meaningful guest this year, no doubt. Oh, man. Great show, says Merry Christmas, says Steve. Facebook user, what a great surprise to have Dom on. Yes, just making it happen. Getting Dom and everything. Dom reached out to me, first of all. Like, the most amazing thing that happened to me during this whole deal is one day I popped out a text to Dom, and he starts to respond. It's like, oh, my gosh, Dom's responding. Mark says, I was donating plasma the other day, and I had my WFO mask on. She asked what it meant, and I said, wide flipping open. But around only adults, you can say what it really means. Maybe not in the doctor's office. Thanks for a fantastic Tuesday show. Always love the Tuesday show, says Monica. Merry Christmas, Monica. Dale says, great show, Joe. Best of the year. Great way to end on a positive note. That's right. That's what we try to do. Just like Dom says, love your life. Be positive. Love your life. It's so true. Thank you for giving an hour of normalcy through a tough year. Yes. More normalcy coming, folks. More normalcy. Great show, says Scott. Ignition was great. Also, happy holidays. Pickle Rick. Pickle Rick. Yeah, Pickle Rick. Rick and Morty, it's a show that I found. It's old, but I found it, and I'm working my way through, and I'm experiencing it for the first time now. Pickle Rick. Wow. It's crazy stuff, folks. Probably beyond the WFO universe. Joe, your show is always top notch. Thanks for what you do. Looking forward to 2021. Thank you, unknown Facebook user. I appreciate it. Jeff Rice, Stephen Hogg says WFO has kept me involved in racing this year. You have, when you have limited time and entire racing world schedules have gone bonkers, WFO kept it all together. Thank you. Thank you, Jeff. You kept me together. Something to do, something to focus. This was a terrible year. Like, all of my jobs all went away, except for this one, the one that I built for myself. And this is why I did this. I can tell you the whole story. Like, back in the day when the XM thing went south, when XM and Sirius merged, and I said to myself, someday there's going to be a time where I want to have something that I do for myself. Now is the time. That was over 10 years ago. And whatever this is, and however you view it, I put my life into it, and good things have come from it. Most importantly, the great relationships that I've made with all of you. So thank you. And it has definitely kept me busy during this pandemic. And plus, I haven't had to leave the house. Travis, hopefully we can pack the stands next year, holding to multiple races, though. Best wishes. Happy New Year. Yeah, here's one public service announcement. If you want packed grandstands next year, then, and this is, I'm sorry to do this, folks, then get into the idea of getting the vaccine. You understand? Like, I see a lot of news reports saying, oh, there's a lot of people that are not really sure about the vaccine. If you want packed grandstands, it is definitely possible. We can get there. We just have to attack this with a World War II style, we can do it together attitude. And when your turn comes, accept it. I have already offered to be vaccinated on the starting line if NHRA would be, if that's what they want to do. They don't want to do that. Okay. But whatever. This is a triumph of mankind. The only thing that is going to really prevent that is if we get a bunch of people that are like, oh, you know, I don't want to do it. That will cause a problem. We need 70% or more to do it. I'm doing it. Thank you. Let's see, Jim. Great show as always. This one was really special. Thank you. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Yes, absolutely. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you. Oh, my gosh. The comments are out of control, people. I got to go faster. Merry Christmas, Joe. Thank you, Sammy. Sammy sings National Anthem. We got two National Anthem singers on there. Three, actually. Spider-Man McBride. What's up? That show that Spider-Man McBride jumped on a couple of weeks ago. It was mega. It is in our archive. It will be best of. Be on the lookout. Joe Morrison. He is the third of our National Anthem singers. Joe, Top Fuel racer. What do you want to be? National Anthem singer or Top Fuel racer? I think I know the answer. No need to answer. Merry Christmas. Let's go, Joe, down the track in a pro stock car for 2021. Yes, talk to Hartford. Make it happen. Please, Kev. Please. Please. I got so much positive energy just starting the pro stock car. I think I could go through burnout training. I think that would be fun. Scott says, Merry Christmas. Great show. Strong finish. Lagana strong. Certainly. Yeah, exactly. Car swap for Tony and Leah. I like it. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Kev is across the pond. Merry Christmas. Phil DeMont Mullen, WFO Insider, sporting his Dolphins logo. Yeah, Miami Dolphins looking incredible. What's up, Phil? Merry Christmas. Phil DeMont Mullen helped us launch this, just so you know. WFO Insider, amazing person. Great show as always. Hopefully you got to see WFO decals on the bike. I haven't, Larry. How about sending me some pictures? I watched that video, but you're going too fast. Merry Christmas, Joe and WFO family. Dwayne says, tell us why all the pro stock teams are pulling out. I don't know that that's the case. I don't know that that's the case, but I think that everything that has happened over the past year, definitely going to have some what I would call churn. There's definitely going to be some churn. And you know what? The time is right for churn. I think the time is right. I'm thinking we're going to have a bunch of fresh faces, Aaron Stanfield being one of them next year. So I'm not going to end off on some sort of negative term like that. No way. I'm looking forward to the positive young drivers. And if you're in top sportsman, like going fast, if you're in comp eliminator, like going fast, and you think you've got what it takes to run with the professionals in pro stock, which I know you're practically a professional in comp eliminator. I'm just attacking you to get your ire up so that you take on this great new challenge. The same thing I'm trying to do with Tony Stewart, right? Motivate you with that. Let's get out there in pro stock, people. Ricky, love the live shows. Jeff, starting my someday now. Exactly. Love the show. Thank you for keeping us informed and entertained. Tyson says he's the baddest man on the planet, but Mr. McBride is the baddest man on the planet going 260 on a nitro bike. Baddest or most insane? You decide. Thanks for the great shows this year. Thank you, Barrichello. John Rogers, great show once again. What's up, John? Good to see you. Can't wait to see you out there. Pro Stock 2021. Just wait, Jeff, who made the tree, the Lagana Strong tree, is going to get his license and pro stocker. Cool. Big money class racing. Thoughts? Okay, so here's the thing about all this big money racing. I love big money racing. You want to pay a big money entry fee? Then we have big money racing. People don't realize the prize is commensurate to the entry. You want to race for $100 million? You want to have a bracket race for $100 million? Yeah, that's fine. Let's have 100 guys who put up $1 million. Then we got a $100 million bracket race. You understand? The entry fee. How do you think World Series of Poker gives out all the money? Because they're getting a $2,000 entry fee from like tens of thousands of people. We can do whatever you want. You want the Camping World Top Fuel purse to be $200,000 every race? Well, let's make every team put in $20,000 every race. Are they going to do that? So my point is, this whole like what we're getting paid and all, like it's, we can make it whatever we want. What does it cost to enter the game? If I want to place a wager and I want to win $1 million, I have to place a bigger wager. I cannot win $1 million by placing a dollar wager, unless it's a lottery, in which case my chances are zero. You understand that? So whatever everybody wants to do, let's get on the same page. Why don't you go to the NHRA, all you Top Fuel teams, and say, hey, we're willing to put up a $5,000 entry fee every race so that whoever wins can get considerably more and see how that goes. You get what I'm saying. Warren says, Joe, will Jason be replaced or will the Summit team be a one-car operation? We're going to have to just wait and see how it goes. I would never tell you the answer to whatever I thought because I am smart enough to know that things like that, they change right up until the start of the racing season. So I don't know. I wouldn't want to. I don't know is the answer. Joe says 2021 will be epic. Just saying, how many races are you going to race, Joe? That's the question. Break some news. Great show, Joe. Again, loved your show with Dom. Also really enjoyed Ron Capps and Gary Selzy. Yes. But you know, our holiday show that happened last week is worth watching just for Amanda Busick's entrance. Just saying. Let's see. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, Joe. Thank you very much. Let's see. Balsam Fracas. Scrolling the address is not complete. What do you mean? This is I copied it directly from Bobby Bennett's website. We're going to have to double check. If you feel like you have the wrong address, go to maybe I only get a certain amount of characters. This was done last second. Go to Competition Plus. Read Bobby Bennett's story. You'll get the full address there. There you go. Let's see. We'd love to see some big money races in the NHRA, especially pro stock. To me, the best of the best racing against each other. Like, who's not showing up because the payout isn't big enough right now? You know, Eric is there. Greg Anderson's there. Let's see, Mark, 2,000 entry fee for the million. Well, exactly. Looking forward to seeing Joe Morrison race again. 25K to win stock, super stock, same entry fee as a national event. Yes, Class Revival, Bo and Randy Lynn have a lot to do with that. It's very exciting. Let's see how it goes. I want it to go. Let's see how it goes. Do they have one? Is it a sustainable business model? All of those things. And we've gotten through all the comments just like that. Folks, this is it. The WFO archive is going to be open. We really appreciate you. Thanks to Dominic. Thanks to Alan. Let me pull this down in case it's incomplete. Get that unit number. Hold on. I can fix it. It's not over yet. It's not over yet. I am going to fix the wrong right now. Bam, bam, and bam. Here comes your address. There it is. There is your address. We only get a certain amount of characters on this deal, and we were cutting off the unit number. There is the address. And now we can get on out of here. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Have a happy and healthy to everybody out there. All the drag racing fans, everybody out there on competitionplus.com who watches the show. Thanks to Bobby Bennett. Bobby Bennett, the first guy that I know to beat COVID. Good job, Bobby. Thanks to Drag Racing Edge magazine for supporting the show and everybody who has been helpful to us, who shares the show and who subscribed on Apple Podcasts and all the reviews that you have written. We really appreciate it. Like, we would not be where we are without you. And I'm excited. I'm going to go work on my own race car, and I expect to be back out there in 2024. All right, everybody, that's going to do it. To Dominic Lagana and Sarah and Bobby and Gary Pritchett, thank you. All right, everyone. Merry Christmas. We'll see you next time right here on WFO Radio. WFO!
Subscribe to WFO Radio on iTunes. Never miss a show. And don't forget to write a review. WFO.